Joined here by Coach Dan Martin up at Mercer. The Mercer boys, they didn't have the same issues with COVID-19 as the girls did last week, but schedule-wise, it had the same effect as just for the continuity of making it easier to schedule girls-boys doubleheaders. Even though the girls had more of an issue with it, the boys, they also... I'm trying to remember from last week, Coach. I know you didn't play. Did you have the week off as far as practices? Or I think you kept practicing at the gym, didn't you?
Yeah, we went ahead and practiced all week. We took the opportunity of not having games to go ahead and work on some things we felt we needed, so we went ahead and just continued practice as normal, and we were short one person due to a quarantine issue and all that as well. So we were one person short on practice, but we pretty much went through business as usual.
I know I can ask you this in the morning, and it might change by mid-afternoon, but are you expecting to have 100% full roster tonight?
We're gonna have the full roster that we started with. Yes, we still have one player who's out due to injury and has been since the beginning. But he's getting a little bit closer every day, and he's got his practices in. Now we're just kind of waiting to make sure he's perfectly healthy.
Especially you get the season underway, and then you just get a week of practice when you expected to have a couple of rival games, Green City and Princeton. That didn't happen. I'd imagine that you got a group of boys who really want to get on the floor and not have a practice tonight. They're anxious to have a game, I would assume.
Yeah, they're kind of getting tired of practice, I think. Of course, we all did at that age, too. As a coach, I'm kind of pleased that we didn't have games last week because we still have so many things to work on, but I do understand their partial frustration for, you know, how kids are. They want to get out there and do it. And I can see a lot of anxiousness out of them, you know, wanting to get going. So tonight and this week's going to be good for us, I think.
Well, the thing with practice is, too, you can, as a coach, you know, the difference between a game and a practice is you can tell a kid what to do in the game, but it's a little bit different atmosphere. They're probably a little bit more nervous in this and that. Everything can just slow down in a practice where you can really get down to teaching, and that's beneficial as a coach.
Yeah, the fundamental side of things is what's so crucial right now for us, being the inexperience we have and everything. So I know... You know, the games are important to the placebo, the kids and everything, but also the practice side of things is where we actually get better. But in a game, we get to put all that to use and actually see where our focus to the practice needs to be for the following week. So it does have its pluses and minuses, but I'm thankful we did have the week at least. Unlike, you know, our girls, we had the week to really get in and do things to work on. So I was happy with the way the week went.
Yeah, and you can also, you know, there's two sides to practice. There's working on X's and O's and offensive schemes and defense philosophies. And there's also just the plain old, this is the part the kids really like, he says sarcastically, where you can just keep them in shape. And being in shape this time of year is important.
Yeah, especially with the numbers we have. You know, we're not super deep. And I can't stress to the players enough how important it is, the running that we do and the conditioning we do every day. And you know, they tend to disagree with me at times that they don't need it because, you know, they're in perfect shape. But also, that's how all kids are, too. So we do some things, and I mean, you know, they respond well to all the things I ask out of them.
All you need to show kids who think they're in great shape is when you get to the middle of fourth quarter and they're grabbing the bottom of their shorts and say, we're going to do
some running. When you have to shoot free throws in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and they end up short.
Yep.
I've seen that a time or two. So you got games coming up, Coach. Let's take a look at them. A Mormon Trail team that, you know, when we're in media in Missouri, it's very easy to find out what somebody's record is, who they've played. Not so easy. You got to go look for Iowa stuff and things like that. So I know you probably have a pretty good idea what Mormon Trail has as an opponent tonight. What does the matchup look like for you?
From what I can tell, they've played three games. They're 3-0. They've scored 70 and given up 30 in each of those games. So they're young and obviously have played together for a few years. You know, I think their oldest players are juniors. So they've got some experience. I look back through, you know, historically, last year we beat them real bad, but we also lost 90% of our scoring too. So they brought everyone back. We virtually lost everyone. So from what I've watched, they play really well in the half court set. You know, their transition isn't probably what we've been used to the last couple games. They do more slow it down and don't make a lot of mistakes, and they shoot the ball exceptionally well. So those things, from what I've watched and talked to and everything, they're not as big as what we've had to face the last two games either. So that is kind of a plus for us. But they're just, you know, they've bonded together longer than we have. So I don't care how good you are at certain things, when you play a team that knows each other so well, it's a tough game regardless. So yeah, we're just hoping to go out and kind of build off of what we improved on in the Hamilton game. You know, our second half, we actually won that second half, and for us that was a victory in itself, just to continue fighting. So we're hoping we carry that over, you know, tonight.
Thursday is going to be really intriguing, because you get a Mercer team that's generally had the better of the matchups for a number of years against Tri-County. Tri-County's been kind of in a rebuild, but they bring back just about everybody off of last year, where you were hit very hard by graduation. So they're looking to make a statement. You're looking to hold that position that you've had for a number of years against Tri-County. Big way to open the HDC conference play on Thursday down in Jamesport.
Yep, absolutely. And one thing I do know through all the years of playing and coaching and everything else is when someone has a chance at a team that's kind of given them fits for the last few years, you're going to get everyone's best game every night, because, you know, this is the chance for them with something to prove. So we're going to have our hands full every night, just because people know we're in a rebuilding year, and they know that, you know, if they're going to get us, that they have to do it now. I think that's something we have to recognize every game we play.
And, you know, coming up next week, and we'll say this for next week, Mercer going to make the trip to Princeton. That was a game that was originally scheduled for Friday. That didn't happen. The new date for that is going to be the 21st of December. Mercer at Princeton, girls and boys, next Monday. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck as you host Mormon Trail tonight.
Thank you. Have a good day.